For years, I passed it on the way to church just about every week. I noticed it and thought about it a little bit. It was a sign in the field. And as I looked at that sign, I thought about the church that put it up there. It was Connections Church. And they put a sign in the field of where they were going to be when they built their next building. In addition to giving directions to their current location, they also had a short message on their sign: just show up. The sign had a message, but the sign itself was a message. It was saying to all those who passed by, this is who we are, and this is where we are, but we're not here in the field yet. This is where we will be. Meanwhile, we'd like you to just show up. Why put out a sign? After all, they already had a sign on their church building in town. Why put a sign in the field? And I don't know because I didn't ask them. But I would imagine it would be so people would see it. Because a lot of people passed by that road, and a lot of people saw that sign. And every time they saw that sign, they thought of the church, no doubt. And every time they thought of the church, they thought, well, soon. Now, it took a while, but the building is finally up. And yet the sign has still not been taken down. They are there now, so having the sign there does not say where they will be. But it still says who they are. It indicates something about them because their just show up motto is still there. And it reminds everybody who passes by that God does not need us to dress up to be with Him. That we can come as we are. In fact, we better come as we are because how else could we come? And God takes us as we are and transforms us. The angel had a message in Luke 2. We've already looked at that setting for the last 2 weeks, and this week we're looking at the sign that was part of the message that the angel had for the shepherds. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The sign is everything. The sign is the baby. The sign is the cloths he's wrapped in. The sign is the manger he lies in. And they have meanings in themselves. We've already talked about the meaning of the baby last week and how important it is that Christ came like one of us into the world. There's also the idea of being wrapped in cloths, and this was not unusual, so it would not by itself indicate exactly who was being spoken about, but it was important because it showed that there was some care taken by the parents to help their baby be as comfortable as possible. In my commentaries, one of my commentaries just says that the cloths were there to give them warmth, protection of their extremities, and a sense of security in their newborn existence. So the swaddling cloths tended to indicate that we're dealing with a very young child, and that was what the angel had said. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. And then we have the manger. And the manger signifies, I think, to practically everybody who reads it, that Jesus was an unusual king. He came humbly into this world. He was not in a great cradle made of gold, inlaid with ivory. He did not have 1,000 attendants ready to take care of his every need. He was in a trough. That was his crib. And it reminds us that we too are to walk through this world in humility, knowing that as we walk through in humility, we follow the path that Christ walked. And as we do that, we become more like him, not drawing attention to ourselves, but deflecting it off ourselves and onto him. So this is all true, and this is all the sign. And there is much to say here. But I think something also needs to be said that can often be missed. The sign had a message, but the sign itself was a message. When babies are born, generally, there's not a big tumult all over town. Generally, it's noted in the newspaper, and everybody says, that's nice. But this was important. This was special. It's not every birth that an angel shows up for. It's not every birth that shepherds come cruising into town when they know they're not really welcome there because they just had to see the baby. It's not every birth where you have wise men coming from the east to offer gifts and simply worship at his feet. It's not every baby that requires a sign. But this one did. So the fact that it was a sign indicates importance, indicates significance. Yes, he is, as the song says, infant holy, infant lowly. But sometimes we think about that lowly part and we forget about the holy part. He is special. He is God with us. So why a sign? So people would see him, so that they would go to him and stand in the presence of God. So the angel had a message. That message included a sign. The sign had a message, but the sign also was a message. Now let's go another level down. The angels themselves were a sign. In and of themselves, by appearing the way they did. Because you see, they showed up, like Connections likes to say. They came. And I say they because, as we'll find out next week, it wasn't just one angel. It was a heavenly host. I mean, we're talking a lot of angels showed up for this one tiny baby lying in this food trough. If that doesn't show the importance of this baby, I really don't know what will. So, as we head into Christmas, are we reading the signs? Are we thinking about, yes, he is infant lowly, but yes, he is also infant holy. He came humbly, but he came. And he came. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. As we said last week, the gift of gifts. He came. Because when we read the signs of Christmas, it reminds us how important he is. And we need to remember how important he is. Because, you see, on that night, the shepherds were a sign. And if we are, as we have said earlier in this study, if we are sort of in the place of the shepherds, then there is a sense in which we are the sign, too. we at least are a sign. There are many signs here, but we are a sign. The shepherds were a sign as well. The shepherds were still glowing from their nightlight. Now, those of you who have kids know how important nightlights are, the little ones especially. I was looking at these guys and I was talking to them about light this morning, and the darker it got, the bigger their eyes got. And they're really starting to wonder how dark it was going to get and whether they should be there. And Ariana decided to ditch out and go sit with her mom because she had enough of the darkness. Time to go where it's more comfortable. Night lights are very helpful because darkness is frightening. And where were the shepherds? They were in the dark. They were in the dark in many ways. Not just in the dark physically, but in the dark spiritually, in the sense that they didn't know that this baby had been born. They didn't know the Messiah had come. They didn't know that Christ, Lord, had showed up. And they needed to know. So the angel showed up and gave them a way to recognize the baby if they would go to Bethlehem. Because the sign was not to stay in the field. The sign was to go into town. The sign was not to stay in their comfort zone. The sign was to go where they were really uncomfortable and where they made just about everybody around them uncomfortable. They weren't the cleanest folks. They weren't usually welcome. But this night was no usual night. So the shepherds went, and they ended up being assigned to Mary. It says, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart, in verse 19. And they were assigned to a town that wasn't really looking for a sign, but then we often aren't looking for signs when they show up. They just do. In verse 18, it says, all who heard what they had seen were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. They were amazed. They wondered. They treasured. Because this birth, no ordinary birth, no usual birth, an immense, history-changing birth, mattered that much. The shepherds received a sign from the angel, and then they became a sign to the community, because they became witnesses to the community and told the community where to go to find the baby. And they were even assigned to the baby's mother, even though she knew where the baby was, as to what sort of baby it really was. It was odd for them to be in town, but it was odd for a baby to be in a manger. So the shepherds were a good sign. You know how we talk about that's a good sign, which means that's an indicator that things are going pretty well. Well, they were a good sign because they brought the good news. So let's look at some ways that a sign can be a good sign, because there are all kinds of signs leading you all kinds of different directions. We need to figure out which ones are good signs, because it's a good sign to read a good sign. Signs point the way. Good signs do, anyway. The sign in Bethlehem pointed the way to God, pointed the way to joy, pointed the way to hope, pointed the way to Jesus. And the shepherds pointed that way too. When they went into town, they went straight to where the child was. They hurried off, it says, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who were lying in the manger. And by the way, that hurried, everything here happens in a hurry. Like they're in the field just kind of minding their own business, and angel. And then lots of angels, suddenly. Then go to town, suddenly. They didn't debate it. They didn't hold a council meeting. They just said, let's go. Off they went. I assume they expected God to somehow take care of their sheep because they just took off. There's a lot of sudden things happening here. They hurried off. And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger, just as it had been said. So the sign of the angel pointed in the right way, pointed them where they needed to go. Now, it's very important to understand something here, so I'm going to say it a couple different ways. Signs are not the point. Signs point. They point you in the right direction, but they are not the destination. You don't stop with the sign. You do what the sign tells you to go on. Now, if the sign says stop, I guess it would be a good idea if you stop. But other than that, if the sign is pointing you in a particular direction, you should go in that direction. You shouldn't say, oh, wow, really cool sign. Let me take a picture of the sign. Let me stay here for a minute and kind of meditate on the sign. No, go. Wherever the sign is telling you to go, go. It is not the destination, but it is a guide for your journey. There are people, however, who can turn signs into shrines. They turn them into places of worship. But you know that field that the shepherds were in? You know what happened when they all left? It was a field. That's it. You know that manger that the baby that Jesus himself was in, and his mother, and Joseph, and the shepherds, and who knows how many of the town? You know what happened when they all left? It was a manger. It was always a manger. It's not the place. It's who's in it. This has many applications, one of which is to the church. The church is not the building. We've said this many, many times. The church is the people. You are the church. When you are here, the church is here. When you're not here, it's a building. Signs point the way. So it's important, if you're going to show up. But once you get to the sign, go where the sign's going. Good signs give good directions. They provide the best route. In this case, they provide the only route. The only route to salvation is through this baby. There's only one way, and sometimes that's the way it goes. Good signs also warn of difficulties. They say, you know, lanes are going to narrow up ahead. And they give you that picture, you know, it says you got a little bit of time here, and after that, you don't. And everybody tries to jam into the one lane and all that sort of stuff. That's because of the warning they received. They also locate the destination. There's signs on them that says Middletown, 5. So you know that 5 miles up the road, you'll be in Middletown. Construction signs are like this. They give good directions, especially when, as is the case almost everywhere in Newcastle County, there is road construction going on. We have talked about this before, I think, but it almost seems to me like the state bird ought to be those orange barrels. And whoever has the concession for that, well, boy, what money they are making. Because they're everywhere. And if we didn't have signs, we'd be in really, really bad shape. It's like that bridge up by me when you turn off a 1 on the 72, the bridge that goes backwards, you know, where you're supposed to drive on the left instead of on the right. If there weren't some kind of sign or some indication there, you'd be stuck. And I don't think there's enough as it is. You go up there at night and you don't know where you're going. All of a sudden, you think you went to England. It's amazing. So, you need good signs. Good signs are especially important to those who don't know the way, who are in unfamiliar territory, who might even be lost. So we need to be good signs to those who are lost, who are struggling to find the way. And if we know it, because we know Christ, we need to be pointing the way. Come, see, I'll take you there. Do we point people the right way? Remember, everyone we meet with, as C.S. Lewis said, is heading either to heaven or to hell. Which direction are we taking them? Which way are we pointing? Toward which destination? Is it a good sign that we're around? Because we're good signs? Because we point in the right direction? So signs point the way. Signs also validate the truth. The angel said that this was the sign of Messiah. And when they found that it was as he had said, it gave credibility to his message. They believed the message about who this was because the sign was true. They believed that the message was true. It supported the truth claim the angel made. Good signs do this. Good signs say, this is the right place. This is where what you have been looking for. You've arrived. And there's a sense of relief when you get to a place where you can say, ah, got where I wanted to go. Especially if you didn't know where you were going. Especially if you didn't know the way. Especially if you got mixed up along the way. Good signs also indicate the nature of the place. Good signs say, this is who we are. This is what you can learn about us. Like the sign in the field that said, just show up. Said something about the church. Not just about where the church building would be located. What the angel was saying with this sign is, this is amazing. But it is true. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. That's the truth. And the wilder the story, the more you need a sign. The more necessary a sign is to direct you in the proper path. And this one wild story. Say, this one little baby is going to save us all. Oh, really? Yes. Really. So all of this locates and centers you. It's like that map you get when you go in the mall. And you go to one of the maps, and they always have a dot that says, you are here. And you look at that and say, well, where else could I be? I have to be here. But what it's saying is, this is where you are in relation to everything else in the mall. So if you are here, but you want to be there, then this is the way you go to get from here to there. But first you have to know where you are to know where you got to go. It supports the whole wonderful story, these signs. It grounds your faith. It's interesting, in light of the event coming up in March, the Fresh Grounded Faith event, your faith has to be grounded. And it has to be fresh grounded. It's hard to move along on last week's faith. It's so much better to move along on today's faith. You have found yet again reason to trust Christ and know that he is at work in your life in real and remarkable ways. It's not a matter of history. It's a matter of current events. And when it's a current event, then it has real significance right now for you. So is your faith grounded in the child? Not last week's faith or last month's faith or last year's faith. Is your faith grounded now? Is it fresh grounded in the child, the king? When it is, that's a good sign. And then also, good signs reveal the future. The angel's sign is a child, but the child will not stay a child. The child will grow up to fulfill all the promises of God. The shepherds also knew this, because the angel had told them that he would become, and he already was, Savior, and he already was, but he would also become Christ the Lord. Because there's this tension in Scripture between what somebody already is and what someone is not yet. He is the king, but he is also still a baby. So at this point, he's incapable of speech to give commands and this sort of thing. He has to grow At the same time, he is still king. He is already king, and he is not yet what he will be in terms of just human growth. So the signs reveal the future. Good signs reassure us that you are not at the end of your journey yet, but you will be. And that's why Mary is pondering these things, treasuring these things, really trying to get at the significance of all of this. Good signs reveal the future if you keep going the way the signs are pointing. You know what happens if you get off track. Your GPS starts recalibrating. And if it keeps recalibrating and recalibrating and recalibrating, you're not getting any closer to where you want to go. So you have to get on track. I say signs reveal the future, but it reveals them. Signs reveal the future in glimpses, for the most part, not in its entirety. You know, the Bible talks a great deal about the future, but it talks about it in ways that are flexible in their understanding of what exactly they mean. And that's because that's how God wants it. He is in the future. He knows it all. We need to trust him. If we know him, and we know he's out there in the future, taking care of it all, what more do we need to know? Maybe that's part of the reason why signs are not everyday occurrences. Except in one sense, I'm going to talk about in just a minute. But for the most part, angels don't show up while you're, you know, drinking your coffee. For the most part, you don't get somebody telling you, you know what, Messiah was born today. Doesn't happen every day. It happened here on this day. And on that night, the shepherds were a sign. There is only one sense in which signs are everyday occurrences. And that's the sense that today you are a sign. And that should be an everyday occurrence in the sense that you are always pointing people to Jesus, that you are always validating the truth about God, that you are always revealing the future in the sense that you know that you love God and he's out there and it will all be well. You don't know every detail, you don't need to, but you know him, and that's enough. People look at us to see if we know the way as we say we do. People look at us to see not only if we have a message, but if we are a message, and if what we are as a message backs up what we say as a message. You know how that works. You got to walk the talk. It's just another way to say that. We need to validate his truth with our lives so people can see it. Not see us, but see it through us. We need to say, this is who we are, and know that who we are is good and godly. And we need to keep going so that we encourage others to keep going as well. Because they need us. They might not admit it. They might violently deny it. But they need us to be good signs. It needs to be a good sign when we're around. It needs to be a good sign that we've shown up. It's a good sign when the church is a good sign. So be a good sign this Christmas. A good sign of great joy. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day, and we ask that you would bless us to be good signs. Thank you for your grace, which is a good sign. Thank you for your Son, who is the best of signs, as he is the best of gifts. Because he pointed us to you, and yet he is the way to you, and yet we are to worship him, and it all comes together in him. It all comes together in the child. May we rejoice once again that the time draws near for the child to come and for us to rejoice. In your name we pray. Amen.